Settle in comfortably in a cross-legged position and gently close your eyes if you wish to begin this session. We're going to start with deep breaths. On the inhale, let the ribs open and expand. On the exhale, the ribs naturally close. Inhale, the ribs open. Exhale, the ribs close. We can also add pelvic floor work. When we inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes. And when we exhale, it contracts. We engage it gently and feel it lift. We are going to begin joint mobilization with neck movements looking to the right, to the left, and wrist movements. We'll bring the hands together, interlace the fingers in front of us, draw waves, and stretch both arms up toward the sky. And we're going to draw the arms over to the left to make circles. Inhale, lift the arms toward the sky, and exhale, lower the arms, keeping the fingers interlaced. Once again, inhale, lift the arms toward the sky, and exhale, lower the arms. And we're going to do the same on the other side. Inhale, lift the arms to the sky, and tilt the arms to the right. Feel the shoulders stretching while still relaxing. We're going to stay seated and make circles with the pelvis. Place your hands on your knees and begin drawing big circles with the torso. After 3 rounds, you can change direction. Breathe freely and try to focus on your breath. And now we'll gently stretch the sides of the body. You can place the left hand on the floor, lift the right arm toward the sky, and stretch the right side body. And we do the same on the other side, lifting the left hand and stretching the left side body. If you feel comfortable, you can even place the elbow on the floor. Then we go back to the other side and keep stretching the side body while thinking about the breath. One last time, we start on the left side and come back through the right side. We'll gently come to a kneeling position. On the inhale, lift both arms toward the sky. On the exhale, open the arms wide out to the sides. Inhale, lift the arms toward the sky. Exhale, open the arms. One last time. Inhale, lift the arm. Exhale, open the arms out to the sides. We'll come into a tabletop position for cat-cow. So inhale, arch the back, and exhale, round the back. On the inhale, gently arch the back, open the chest cow pose. On the exhale, round the back, tucking the chin cat pose. And now we'll do bird dog. Extend the right arm and the left leg at the same time. On the exhale, draw the elbow and knee toward the center. Repeat this 3 times. And we'll do the same on the other side. On the exhale, bring the elbow toward the knee and into the center. Next, we'll lift the right leg and draw big circles with the knee, bringing the knee as close as possible to the elbow. Make 3 smooth circles, then switch legs. Lift the left leg and draw big circles with the knee, always trying to keep your breath in mind. Now we'll come into downward facing dog. Take time to settle and gently pedal the legs and lengthen the spine. We are going to take 3 deep breaths. We're looking to lengthen the spine. We'll slowly walk the feet toward the hands. Let the torso completely relax. Rise up, open the heart, inhale, exhale, and completely release again. And we'll slowly roll up through the spine vertebra by vertebra to come back to standing. We'll lift the arms to the sky on the inhale, exhale, and open the arms out to the sides. Inhale, lift the arms, exhale, open the arms out to the side. Inhale, lift the arms to the sky, exhale, open the arms out to the sides. And now we'll shift the body weight onto the left foot to come into tree pose. Find your stability, then bend the right elbow. Try to bring both hands together behind the shoulder blades. We'll take 3 deep inhales, 3 deep exhales. And we stay balanced on the left foot as we come into a psoas stretch. Hold the right foot with the right hand and stretch the psoas as well with 3 deep breaths. Then we'll place the right foot back on the floor and release. We'll return to balancing on the left foot, lift the right knee and make big circles again with the knee. Let the arms follow along, lower the knee, lower the arms, lift the knee, lift the arms. We'll do this movement 5 times. Try to keep your stability and make fluid circles. Then come back to center and place the right foot down. Again, we're going to lift the right knee and the arms. Inhale, send the right knee back into a low lunge. Inhale, lift the arms to the sky, exhale, open the arms out to the sides. Inhale, lift the arms to the sky, exhale, open the arms out to the sides. Once again, inhale, arms to the sky, exhale, arms to the sides. Place the hands on the floor in a low lunge. And place the right knee on the floor, then lift it again. Continue with movements like this, alternating knee down, knee lifted. Then shift the left hand to the right of the left foot and bring the knee to the floor while opening the hip and the left knee out to the left. Lift the left arm to the sky, inhale, exhale, come back down to the floor. Open the left arm toward the sky, inhale, exhale, return to center. Open the left arm, bring the left arm back, lower the pelvis. And straighten the leg, then release forward, holding opposite elbows and swaying from right to left. Then clasp the hands behind the back and tip the arms forward to stretch the shoulders. Look for release, relax the face and take deep breaths. You can sway a little right and left by bending the right knee and then the left knee. And we'll come into a one-legged squat on the left foot. Hands at the heart, and here we take deep breaths. Shift to the right side, staying as close to the floor as possible. We're in a squat, a half squat on the right leg. Hands at the heart, and we take deep breaths. Shift back to the left side without the hands if you can. Try to stay low in your support. And again, 3 breaths on the left side. Shift to the right side, half squat on the right leg, hands still at the heart, and once again take deep breaths. And We'll come to the center in Malasana, elbows on the knees, hands at the heart, the elbows pressing the knees apart. If you can, close your eyes and focus on your breath. Notice that despite the position, when you inhale, the ribs open. And we'll make a few sways to the right and left to finish stretching the hips. Come back into tabletop position. And lie on your left side with the elbow on the floor. Lift the pelvis, the left knee is bent on the floor, the right leg is extended. Follow with the arm lifted toward the sky, inhale, exhale. We're going to make three big circles with the right leg. A big circle forward like a running stride. Place the right foot back on the floor, lower the pelvis to the floor. And come back into tabletop position. And child's pose, arms extended forward, forehead on the floor. Take deep breaths, relax the face. Rise back up, downward facing dog. Lengthen the spine, tailbone toward the sky. And slowly walk the feet toward the hands. Completely release, exhale, inhale, halfway lift, open the heart. Exhale, release and inhale, roll up vertebra by vertebra. And now we're going to do the flow again on the other side. On the inhale, lift both arms toward the sky. On the exhale, open the arms wide out to the sides. One or two more times. On the inhale, lift both arms toward the sky. On the exhale, open them wide out to the sides. We'll come to balance on the right leg. Lift the left leg. We'll come into dancer pose. Lift the arms to the sky, keep the right arm lifted, lower the left arm and try to clasp the hands if possible, otherwise bring them closer behind the shoulder blades. Take three deep inhales. And stay grounded on the right leg as you hold the left foot with the left hand to stretch the psoas. Breathe deeply, three more deep breaths here. And then gently bring the knee back in front of you. Lift both arms toward the sky again at the same time. Place the foot on the floor and release. We'll come back onto the right standing leg. We're going to draw big circles with the knee. Let the arms naturally accompany the movement. Make five smooth circles. Lower the arms, lower the knee, then lift the knee and lift the arms again. We place the leg back on the floor and release. One last time, lift the arms to the sky, lift the left knee, send the leg back and come into a low lunge. Here once again, lift the arms, inhale, open the arms, exhale. Lift the arms, inhale, open the arms, exhale. One last time. Place the hands on the floor, come into runner's lunge and lower the knee to the floor, then lift it. Lower the knee to the floor, then lift it. One last time, lower the knee to the floor, then lift it. Shift the right hand next to the left hand and open the right knee outward. Lower the pelvis and open the right knee outward. Then lift the right hand toward the sky in a twist and lower it back down. Lift the right arm in a twist and lower it back down. As you lower it, lower the pelvis and the knee toward the floor. We'll fold forward with both legs straight, hold opposite elbows and sway from one side to the other. Interlace the fingers behind the back and release forward, drawing the shoulders. Bend one leg slightly, then the other. Release, trying to soften the face. Bend the right leg and come into a one-legged squat. The left leg is extended, and here we take 3 deep breaths. And just like before, we're going to shift over to the left. Take 3 deep breaths here. Before. Shifting back to the right, really trying when changing sides to stay as low as possible. Shift one last time to the left. Focus on your breath. We'll come into Malasana. Elbows on the knees. Relax the face, inhale, open the ribs, exhale, bring the elbows in. Gently sway right and left. Notice that the pelvis has opened. And we're going to come onto the right side. Keep the left leg extended and lift the pelvis, raising the left arm toward the sky. Lower down, exhaling as you lower, and inhale as you lift toward the sky. Lift the left leg and make 3 big circles. Bring the knee forward, extend the leg, then completely release. And come into child's pose. Rest and take deep breaths. We do one last downward facing dog. Try once more to lengthen the spine, drawing the tailbone toward the sky. And gently walk the hands toward the hands and sit down. We'll lie down on the back and let the legs fall to the left. Take deep breaths as we gently stretch the pelvis, then let them fall over to the other side to the right. We'll take 3 deep breaths here as well. Hold your toes to come into happy baby pose. You can pull a little on the legs, rock right and left. Make whatever movements feel good. You can extend one leg and then the other. Lift both legs toward the sky, feet flexed, draw the left knee to the chest and extend the right leg. Once you release, we'll do the same on the other side. Draw the right knee to the chest, lift the right leg, the left leg with the foot flexed toward the sky, then lower the left leg to the floor. Take deep breaths and finish by settling into Shavasana.